The guy who joined Moore and his girlfriend and Edmund Ivers Friday night at the Marquette. He's blonde, slender, fine features. He turned back to Dawes. Did you get the security tape from the bar? It's at the station. But if he's the hired gun, Liska said, where's the nanny? The cops outside saw one woman in the car. So he took the nanny too, Tippin said. Why? I still say if the nanny was involved, she would have been smarter to stay here, Kovac said. Why draw suspicion? If she acted alone, she wouldn't have had any choice, Dawes said. But then what? Liska asked. If she made off with the judge, dumped the body somewhere, she can't exactly come cruising in here and tell us she's been at Starbucks all this time. How does she ever come back here?
Maybe she doesn't, Elwood said. She's Swedish. She's got a passport. Say she dumps the judge, hops a plane to wherever, and David Moore joins her after the furor has died down, after he's gotten his hands on Judge Moore's money.
Well, there's one good way to find out, Logan said. He looked at Kovac and tipped his head toward the closed dining room door. Okay, Dawes said. You two go that route. Elwood, Tippin, go back to the station, get on the phones, and call all the airlines. See if this girl booked herself a flight somewhere. Nikki, do you still think the Haas boy and his friend might be connected to this? Liska shrugged. I don't know. Assaulting the judge in the parking ramp was one thing. Could Bobby Haas mastermind a kidnapping as slick as this one? Seems unlikely. Dawes nodded. And what would his motive be for doing something this risky? To get the doll trial handed over to another judge, Liska suggested. Some hang 'em high type.
We have one of those? Elwood asked, puzzled.
Any word on the father of the dead foster children? Dawes asked. Liska nodded. The reason we couldn't find Ethan Pratt is that he's enjoying the hospitality of our brethren in St. Paul. Another bar fight. Another Dallas Cowboys fan? Tippin asked. New York Yankees. I'm with the lieutenant, Kovac said impatiently. It doesn't make sense the Haas kid would risk so much, even if he is bent on getting Carl Dahl convicted.
And what about Carl Dahl? Elwood asked. Do we consider him for this? Why would he want to harm Judge Moore? Logan corrected himself. Her ruling went in his favor. And how would he know how to get into this house? Why would he risk it with cops sitting right out front and every law enforcement officer in the metro area hunting him?
He's not exactly a model of mental health and stability, Tippin reminded them. Who knows what strange creatures live in the depths of his psyche? Why would he butcher a woman and two small children? Who can explain that?
My money's still on the husband, Kovac said, heading for the door. Let's go crack him like a soft-boiled egg.